Welcome back, everyone, to the Our Outdoors portion of your weekend. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. I told you what happened, folks. We've got a great melt going on, a shift in the weather, an early spring setting up. Our first day, of course, is next week on the 19th. That will be our first day of spring coming up here to get things kicked off officially with that season. We've got a lot of great opportunities that have opened up. Big waters out west are bringing the boats in. There's a lot of activity already on the Missouri River. Folks are fishing under those dams on the James and the Cheyenne, finding those walleyes and other fish that they can get on here with the first opening of water. It's really a great opportunity to find those pre-spawn fish and scratch that itch that you might have had over the past couple months when you were huddled over that ice hole, to break out the long rods and get out there and have some fun and explore some of your favorite stretches. It's always good in spring watching those geese overhead. Maybe you're seeing those first robins, and then on top of it all, connecting with those first fish of spring. So a lot of great memories to be made, a lot of awesome activities to participate in as our spring gets rolled out in front of us, and we have so many great hunting opportunities coming up. You've got those snow geese moving through, you've got turkey coming up in April and May. Mark your calendars, check each weekend off, and have a ton of fun. And speaking of activities, there's a lot going on with the Barnes County Wildlife Federation. A lot of great things happen every spring with this organization in terms of keeping the rivers clean, keeping the roads clean, keeping people active, getting kids involved in the outdoors. So many great things coming up for Barnes County Wildlife Federation. After the break, we're going to talk with their president, Perry Capon, longtime activist for conservation, hunting, fishing, and shooting sports in the region, sharing with us what's coming up next for the organization and some great folks he remembers along the way making a difference out there in the outdoors. That's coming up right after this quick break, so please stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Spring is in the air, and we're getting excited about things happening in the region. And one of the folks who has his ear to the rail when it comes to conservation, hunting, and fishing is Perry Capon, president of the Barnes County Wildlife Federation. Perry, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Always great to catch up with you. Geese in the air. Robins are coming back. Spring is all around us. How is the great outdoors looking right now in Barnes County?
Well, it's definitely a lot better than last winter, the winter from you-know-what, I would call it. But, yeah, we lost a lot. I mean, it was the worst pheasant season last fall in the last 30 years for me. So, yeah, it's a really good winter, and hopefully, well, definitely the deer and the pheasants will rebound, but there's really low numbers out there. So, but, yeah, it's definitely way better than last year, that's for sure.
Certainly the case. And Barnes County Wildlife Federation has a lot of great events coming up that kind of care for the environment around us. Let's first talk about the big one, the Big Spenders Banquet coming up. When is that, and where is that, and what can folks do to get involved?
Yes, that's April 6th at the Valley City Eagles. I've been the chairman of that. It's the 35th annual. I've been the chairman for 30 years on that. That is through the North Dakota Wildlife Federation. It's a $100 ticket. We give away your choice of a four-wheeler or $15,000 cash and about 20 other prizes. So the bad thing, you can come to the banquet, but we always sell out. It's a limit of 500, and I'm definitely sold out. But the proceeds of that, which is really nice, I just actually cut checks from the North Dakota Wildlife Federation. 100% goes to trap shooting around North Dakota. And for the spring one, it was last year's, I just cut a check to Beach, Barnes County North, the NDSU 4-H, and the Valley City Trap Club for $2,500 each, which for me personally, I love it, you know, to get these young kids off their phone and outdoors and having the experience.
Yeah, certainly a great thing. Talk about how Clay Target League and trap shooting feed into hunting and ultimately conservation for the Wildlife Federation.
Funny you should mention that. Just a couple years ago, some of the money that the clubs I just mentioned at our convention in Bismarck, we had the youth there and a lot of females, and we're getting more out into the hunting world. But we had these young kids come and give us a post report on their trap shooting. And I posed the question to them, how many have you hunted before trap shooting? And most of the male hands come up, and how many are you going to try afterwards? And all the girls' hands come up. So to me, that's huge. I mean, that was a win-win right there. Just if that's all it took to get some more people, young people, mainly females too, out in the outdoors is a great thing. So, yeah.
tapping into that untapped market and getting more folks involved. That's what we need. We're talking with Perry Capon. He's the president, Barnes County Wildlife Federation. Once things dry out here, maybe sooner than later, there's always the annual River Road cleanup. When is that scheduled? And let's talk about the great work and teamwork you see in that event each year.
Right. We haven't scheduled it yet, but our meeting actually is tonight. We're always the second Wednesday. We have hamburgers, everyone, at our meeting. So if you're ever in Val City the second Wednesday, come on out to Val City Eagle, 7 p.m. I might get you a member, but I'll treat you. If not, not a problem. But yeah, we do from actually the old elevator, which is in North Valley, all the way to Bald Hill Dam, 7.5 miles, and clean it up. And then we have a supper and whatnot and refreshments at the hatchery. So yeah, it's just our part to doing, you know, to keep everything clean.
That's certainly right. If that trash is on the shore, it ends up in the water eventually. And of course, it's a bit down the road, but registration is quick upon us. Barnes County Wildlife Federation Walleye Tournament in June. Give us the details on that great event and how popular it is.
Yeah, we are changing that up. I got a couple co-chairmen helping me out this year. We're going to try to, some of these smaller tournaments are going by the wayside. You know, the legislature changed our how we do that with the North Dakota Game and Fish, but we're shooting for, I'm just going to finalize it and hopefully have the apps out here 1st of April, but a $22,000 purse and probably, hopefully, a first prize of $5,000 with only a $250 entry fee. So, yeah, it's going to be big this year. The date is definitely set already, June 8th and 9th. We run it out of the Sod Busters up at the crossing up there at Sibley. So, if you want to watch BarnesCountyWildlife.org, our website, but you start looking around, like I said, the first week of April, the apps are going to be out. And yeah, I look forward to a full field this year. We had 75 last year. We cap it at 100, and we've been at 100 for many years. But I think this money thing is definitely going to help, you know.
That's right, gold fish and gold dollar signs in people's eyes. We're wrapping up here with Perry Capon, president of the Barnes County Wildlife Federation. On a more personal note, Perry, the club lost two major contributors in Swampy Marsh and Jeff Differding in the past year. Talk about the role these guys played in the organization and the vital contributions they made to Barnes County's hunting, fishing, and conservation throughout their lives.
You bet. Jeff and Bob were on my board of directors for forever. You know, I've been the chairman for 34 years. And you can tell by my voice, it affects me up to date. They're close personal friends, but yeah, the volunteerism was definitely in their DNA. So, yeah, we miss them a lot, and it's going to be hard to replace.
Absolutely. But the club is doing some great things in their honor and in their memory. A lot of projects have been completed, and others certainly will carry them forward. What are some of those great things the club's been doing for them?
Yeah, we, Bob wasn't as much a fisherman as Jeff, so Bob always, I mean, he volunteered equipment, so we put a brand new picnic structure up at Moon Lake, and we dedicated to that to him and his family. And then Jeff was a huge fisherman, and we just put a new state-of-the-art cleaning table up at West Crossing, and we had a dedication to him and his family up there last fall. So yeah, it's memory of for again, all the volunteerism they did in the last 30 years to Barnes County Wildlife, which is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly a big deal and a great send-off for both and carrying their legacy forward. Perry, we thank you for all of that, all of your work out there in the field for Barnes County, and most importantly, thanks for being on the show.
You bet. Have a good one. Enjoy the outdoors.
So there you have it, folks. Some great stuff from Perry Capon, putting the boots to the ground and getting conservation done in Barnes County. He's been an advocate for hunting and fishing in the region and throughout the state for the last 30-plus years of his life at the helm of that organization, working hard as a representative for the North Dakota Wildlife Federation as well, doing lots of great things to get youngsters out there fishing and hunting and the shooting sports, as he referenced, as a pipeline into the outdoors, building the next generation of conservationists. A lot of great opportunities coming up if you want to help contribute to those awesome efforts and keep building that legacy out there as you have those great spring events, whether it's the banquet or the River Road cleanup or other projects in the area. There are a lot of ways to give back, a lot of great ways to connect with fellow hunters and anglers and share that passion for the outdoors as well. I hope you'll take that opportunity up. I hope you have a wonderful spring weekend here, even if it's a little bit breezy, and get out into the outdoors and have a ton of fun, whether it's in Barnes County or anywhere else in the listening area. And if you do, I'll see you in our outdoors.